This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The masculine journey starts here now.
We're glad to have you with us today, and we are coming back fresh off of boot camp, which is always going to be a tiring but fruitful, and I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah,
more tiring.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a pretty good description of what that feels like. It's just a tiring week, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't know about you guys. It's such a great experience with God, and we had so many breakthroughs just on the team, not on the team, just everybody at camp, and it was an amazing camp. You know, it seems like whenever we have a smaller camp, it's a lot more intimate.
Yeah.
You know, and people really get to know each other more and get to share and talk. And that's really what I thought we saw this weekend. Robbie, what did you think about that?
Oh, yeah. It was really fun because it was in Georgia. A lot wilder experience, really a little bit more out in the outback, so to speak, where we didn't have quite the connection. But we had a big hill to walk up. It was over by the Band of Brothers. We got to see where the Band of Brothers was filmed, which actually, Andy, you can describe that more than I can.
Yeah, I mean, I got to looking when we were first talking about going down there, and I was like, I think Kurihi is near the camp we're at. So yeah, we went and saw it. We went up to the top of the mountain that they actually ran, and it was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, for those of you who have not seen the Band of Brothers, yeah. I wasn't that aware of it. Yeah. I'd seen it, but forgotten about this particular scene where the captain kept making them run this hill, which was actually more of a mountain when you actually go to do it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, he told this one guy, you're supposed to do this in 15 minutes, which it's 3 miles up and 3 miles back. So, you know, you do the math on that. Right. Even 4 minute miles, you couldn't do it. And they were doing it in full gear with rifles and all that stuff. But this is real life. I mean, they were training for the invasion that would later happen in Normandy. And when we drove this thing, hill is not a word for it.
No,
mountain is the word for it.
Exactly.
And so we got up to about maybe 400 yards from the top, and I said, well, I'm going to run this thing.
And it ran.
Yeah, you run that last 400 yards that steep, and you realize that, man, when he was teaching them to be a band of brothers, and one of my favorite scenes of that actually was where he told one guy to go run it, and then you see three of the brothers come alongside him to run it so essentially he didn't have to do it alone.
Yep. And that guy was really difficult. He ended up getting sacked. He was no longer – he was taken out because he didn't lead men well, but he prepared men well. And that is why they had the strength and the fortitude to do what they did. They were the only unit, I believe, that went from – D-Day all the way up to whatever it is.
Eagle's Nest,
Hitler's Lair, whatever. They went all the way into Austria. And very strong unit that and that's where you get the term Band of Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah, it was I've watched it a few times now, you know, and ever since we went down there, Andy, to Camp Tokoa.
Yeah, Tokoa.
Tokoa and the mountains Kurihi.
Right.
Right, and so not only is it where they filmed it, it's actually where it happened.
Yeah.
Right, they filmed it on location where these guys actually trained. Now, the camp's no longer there, but enough of the camp's there that you can kind of go visit.
Yeah, they've got the barracks still there, and they've got a C-47 out front that you can actually see.
If you go on the weekend. We've gone twice during the week, so we could just look at it through the fence. We enjoyed it. We weren't alert when we were there the first time to realize, oh, yeah, this is a Thursday. We can't really get in, but definitely worth it, and definitely it was impactful.
And we use the term Band of Brothers constantly, and you know, I showed a clip, you know, on the wounding about how these guys knew their wounds, and that's kind of what we talk about is doing of learning each other's wounds, so you can help each other heal. I mean, you can help heal each other, and through God, of course, but that whole thing of just what a Band of Brothers is, that series really does make it true, because these, we talk about battle quite a bit. They were in battle constantly, but they loved each other. They stayed connected after the war and stuff. So anyway.
Yeah, a lot of them did. But we are going to be talking about boot camp. We're going to be talking about this last boot camp during this show and the after hours. We're also going to be talking about boot camps in general, because we have a couple guests with us. And we're going to be talking about an event coming up this weekend. But unfortunately, we do record this on Tuesday. So by the time the radio listeners are hearing it, you know, they're not, it's going to be too late, because it'll come on at noon and the event will be over. And so, but if you're on Facebook or what else we do it on? YouTube, watching it live, then you'll still have time. So, Garrett, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about the event this weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys. Finding out that it won't go until this Saturday is what my church would call that a classic Garrett. So perfect scheduling on my part again. We're doing a marriage weekend. It's a half-day seminar at our church at Foothills Christian Church. And my parents are also pastors. My dad just retired after 40 years of ministry, and they're coming up to do their marriage talk. And so, guys out there, if you are married, your wife, it will mean the world to your wife if you initiate this and say, hey, you know what? I got this for us, so let's go do it. It's $20 a couple. It's super inexpensive, and there's still time to sign up. So this Saturday, doors open at 8:30 in the morning. There's going to be snacks. There's going to be lunch and Q&A and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be great. Bring your spouses and invest in your marriage. It's never too early or too late to start investing in your marriage. So I hope you do.
Yep.
FoothillsChristianChurch.com, right on the homepage, you'll find it. And I'm going to share it on y'all's Facebook page as well. You can get a link that way as well.
Yeah, we will share it on our Facebook page, assuming I remember when I leave here. So I'll have to make a note in my phone, so I'll do that during the break. But Garrett, you're also a former alumni of boot camp.
I am, yes.
Yeah,
I,
so you want to tell us a little bit about some of your favorite boot camp memories?
Yeah, so I'm the odd man out. I did not go with this batch here, but I have been to it. And I will say this, I encourage you to do it if you have an opportunity. They come up every so often, so please make time for yourself to go to one of these. I was asked to give a talk on being fathered by God. And anyone who's ever taught before, you know, if you have to teach something, it kind of registers with you in a different way than before, right? And so I had to start thinking about, like, hey, what's it like having God as my father? And it reminded me of this interaction I had with my dad when I was in high school. And I was sitting in the car with my dad, and I had a really hard relationship with my dad, as a lot of high schoolers have with their dads. And I will say this, if you've got a strained relationship with a teenager, parents out there, please don't give up, all right? There's something coming around the corner. Just don't give up on that relationship. And one day I finally just got to a point where I told my dad, I said, you know, I think you would be happier if I was my brother. And thinking back about that, I can't imagine how much that hurt my dad to hear that. But my dad just kind of stopped. I remember the stoplight we were at. I can see everything perfectly right now. He goes, Garrett, I don't want you to be anybody else other than you. I love you. Like, you're the child I want. And now that I'm a dad, I have four kids, and I think about my relationship with my kids, I have this register in my mind where I go, oh, I now know how off base my thought process was as a child. Because as a dad, it has never even occurred to me to think, you know, I wish my child was some other person. I just want my child. I just want my kids. You know what I mean? That's all I want. And when I think about God, and it's really easy for me as a pastor, as a Christian, to be like, I'm sure God's really proud of these other Christians out there. I'm sure he's really proud of these other guys who are really, you know, hitting the ball out of the park, and I'm over here like some loser, and he's going, oh, Garrett, you're the guy I want. You're the Garrett I'm looking for. I'm not looking for any other Garretts. And so that was my big takeaway from my boot camp, and I loved it. I appreciated it.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Now, you guys may have a boot camp this fall as well, right?
Yeah. Darren is getting all amped up to put one out, and that date is not yet set, but in the fall he's wanting to put one out as well. So yeah some options are coming up.
Yeah,
so
we just ask him not to choose the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Why, Sam?
Why? Because that's when our next boot camp is.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you can't go register for it quite yet, but you will be able to soon, and we'll tell you about it. But we know the weekend before Thanksgiving.
I think I can miss that one. I think I can just be off of it a little bit. So
yeah, well, that's true. You could just pick a week or two ahead of that, and so that'd still be good, you know. And so our only challenge with that time of year is anybody that likes to hunt. it's hard to get them there because it's usually in the middle or beginning part of deer season, and so makes it a little bit of a challenge sometimes. But that is our weekend pretty much every year, and so we haven't finalized the location for sure yet. But once we do, we'll be putting up the link, and so just go ahead and bookmark it so you know when it is, the weekend before Thanksgiving. If you don't know when that is, just look at a calendar and look for Thanksgiving and go to the weekend right before that. And so that's exactly what we do when we're trying to figure that out. But thank you, Garrett, for sharing that. Danny, I wanted to ask you a little bit. You weren't able to make this boot camp, and you just had some lame excuse, but we won't even need to go into that. But if you want to tell us about like some of your favorite boot camp experiences.
Yeah, you know, minor appendix surgery doesn't mean anything to you guys, apparently.
No, we wouldn't cut you any slack for that.
Oh, no, but, you know, I mean, I hate I missed this boot camp because, you know, new location and that kind of thing. But, you know, one of the things that's always cool about boot camp is you never come out the same way.
No.
And, you know, that's ultimately a good thing in that, you know, I mean, there's been so many times, and I don't even know how to narrow one down because we've got so much going on in this brain right now. As my wife says, there's too many tabs that are open.
Yeah.
And that.
Too much memory being used?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm out of RAM. I really do.
Yeah. We're probably using the wrong terms because Andy's sitting over there.
Yeah, Andy's going, oh, God, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys have already talked about, you know, being a part of a band of brothers and hanging out with you guys. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, that's enough. We appreciate it. We're glad you're here, Danny. It's really good to see you, and we're glad that you're with us. I can't say enough about Camp Little Light, which is where we went down in Georgia. It's such an amazing place. You pull up, and you think that you're pulled up to this ghost town, right? It looks like a facade that you would see out west, you know, because you got the Freedom Barn over here, and then in the middle, you got the Chuck Wagon, and then you got the bunkhouse. And you're like, are these even real buildings? Am I going to open it up and step on the backside of that building? You know, it's just like a front. And they're rugged. You know, they're very men-like. You know, it's, you know, you could almost grunt as you pull up there, right? Like the old Tim Allen show on Home Improvement. Yeah, so, you know, you feel like going, you know, that kind of thing, right? And then you go in, and it's so nice. You know, you couldn't ask for much more. And we had so much fun when we were down there. You know, not everybody participated in everything, but that's what's good about it. You don't have to participate in everything. And so we were able to do, zip lining and some skeet shooting and some team building events along with the sessions. It was just an amazing weekend. And like I said, we just let people participate where they wanted to participate, but it was amazing. We'll be back to talk to you after the break. But we've got so much more, and we got clips coming up and more about this boot camp. We'll talk to you when we come back.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
What brings you here this weekend?
So I met Robbie, and he invited me to come to the boot camp, and there was just so many doors that were closed before I was able to come here, but God allowed these things to happen. And I said, you know, God, I'm gonna ultimately acknowledge what's going on for all these doors to be open for me to come to this camp. I just want to seek you. So throughout that time since I've been here, you know, just the illumination of God speaking to me through my heart, through my mind, and through my soul is just, it's went to a whole nother level since I've been here at the boot camp. The covenant of silence after the talks and being able to go out and just submit myself to being able to hear from God and what we've been working on, and it's just been transparent in my life. The level of the sanctification process, the discipleship process, and coming here, I feel like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
Welcome back to Masculine Journey. And Andy, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about that particular bump, because that's from boot camp, correct?
It is. It is. And I was, We the Church, I think is the name.
That's why I had you do it, because I couldn't remember who it was.
But that's that song about two boot camps. That just kept coming up in my spirit. I would hear it and it had come up in my spirit. And I just thought it was just a worship song that gets people to enter in, and that's true. But I got to thinking about it a little bit more after boot camp is that, you know, we talk about you've got to remove the poser and you've got to heal the wound. Those things have to you have to make room for God to do those things.
Yeah.
And it opens it up for all the other stuff to come, all the good stuff through restoration and healing, of finding out what your calling is, of stepping into sonship, of getting your identity. But you have to make room. And a lot of times all the junk from the past is filling up the room.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. And part of the process of the weekend is there's talks that help you get things out of the
way. Right, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so that you can work on some of that stuff. And the talks don't do anything. Honestly, no. The talks are topics, and then God does all the work.
Right.
But, you know, it puts you in a place mentally, spiritually, emotionally, a lot of times where God can work.
Yeah. Truth opens you up to those things. The truth does need to be spoken.
I heard it'll set you free.
I've heard that, too. A really smart guy said that one time, too, didn't he?
He did. That was Eliza Smith. And her church. I couldn't get that far. I couldn't read that far in my little note. So that's who was the lead singer in it. But on to our first clip of the show. And Robbie, you have the first clip, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, well, so we have, for many that have seen Vacation, the movie, you know, it's iconic, this particular scene where Clark Griswold is trying to take his family on vacation, and they want to turn around and go back because there's a little problem with the grandma dying and, you know, rain, you know, the car crashing on numerous occasions, all sorts of things that have led them to this. And of course, at this point in time, you know, he becomes frustrated, not unlike my father would have, or many fathers probably that you experienced. And he gets to the point where he's going to have fun no matter what, at whatever cost. He's screaming at them, you know, that this is going to be about fun. And if you want to go ahead and play that clip, then I can tell you how I relate to that.
I don't want to be in the car anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to Wally World.
Clark, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we just went home. In retrospect, it seems like a pretty bad idea driving out. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been a real drag, Dad. Maybe we can try it some other time. Wally World's overrated anyway.
What do you think?
We're 10 hours from the fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our files. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodahs. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose!
Dad, you want to ask for something?
Don't touch!
The two things, I don't know how many times I've seen the movie, heard that clip, and I picked up some things at the end of it that are significant when it comes to this particular boot camp. And number one, that his son, you know, didn't seem to be too affected by his dad's rant, and just like, you need some aspirin, Dad? I mean, think how kind that really is. Like, I'm not going to be affected by your shenanigans. I'm just going to offer you some aspirin. And then he admits he's under attack. And I never heard that before, but clearly he was under attack. And, you know, I've often thought the 16th Psalm, it says, in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. In other words, when you're running, walking with Jesus, however you're doing that, it's fun, man. It's a blast. In his presence, it's right there. And so when that ceases to be like that in your life, it's like a check engine light going off saying, it's time to check under the hood. Maybe I'm not walking with God right this minute. Well, at boot camp, you know, we often talk about how God will dismantle you, disrupt you, and in an effort actually to remove a pose is what we talk about. If you want to get rid of the poser, you need to get disrupted, something to see it, because you don't even know you got the pose. Well, one of the poses that I have, honestly, is that same pose that you just heard from Clark Griswold. He didn't mean anything by it, but he was just angry, and he was speaking angrily. In other words, he was clearly not walking with God in that particular scene. And, you know, we were doing this Teams course thing, and this guy, from my perspective, got out of line, and I decided I was on a quest for fun. He was going to have fun whether he liked it or not, and unfortunately, it upset the poor guy, and I triggered him into where he was wanting to leave the camp. I mean, honestly, and that was on me. And it just totally disrupted me. I mean, and next thing I know, I'm sitting in a meeting with Sam and Jim Graham, and we're doing our best to try to apologize and say, man, don't, you know. And fortunately, he had the grace to hang out and to stay with us and somewhat resolve that. But, you know, the next morning in my continued quest for fun at breakfast, you know, I felt myself being snippy again towards the people that were trying to help me cook breakfast. And so when I got home and I got alone with God Monday morning, I was like, help me, God, I know I have this and I don't have any control over it. It's like, I want to walk with you. I want to be with you. I don't want to lose my temper. I want to be something other than I am. And I really don't know how to do that. And God just, you know, in this loving way, faithful are the wounds of a friend and nobody loves you more than God. He says, Robbie, you don't trust me. And I guess that is it. And so I need to work on that. And so, you know, like a lot of people, I immediately thought of Proverbs 3:5, where, you know, lean on the Lord with all your heart. And I mean, trust in the Lord with all your heart. There's the word trust. And lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, right? And he's going to make your path straight, which apparently I'd gotten crooked here. And I started to ask, you know, what was behind that? And as I studied that word trust, I saw two words over in Hebrew was the word to talk angrily. So I thought, well, isn't that fascinating that here we have trust, and then right after that, talk angrily. What's the difference between the two words? It's actually right before. And what I saw was that to talk angrily ended in the letter Aleph, which that letter has to do with the Father. You hear it in Ah, but it sounds like an A, right? And it has to do with who's in charge. Alpha, meaning the alpha male, right? And so who's in charge in the situation of talking angrily? That would be Robbie. If you look at the word trust, however, the last letter, first two letters, different last letter in the word trust is a letter het. And that letter het has everything to do with the union. In fact, it looks like a marriage canopy because it is a marriage. And it's a marriage between you and God. And so when you're in that marriage and you truly do trust, and if you think about a marriage, it's based on faith, right? How do you please God through faith? And so clearly, this isn't something you're going to fix overnight, but it was an opportunity for me to push into, you know, my own weakness and my own, you know, because it's bad enough I talk bad to my friends or to people at a boot camp, but what about my own family? What about my wife? What about my kids? You know, and to realize, you know, number one, I got to own this thing. I got to push into it. I got to repent, but I'm going to have to really do some work to get where I know God wants me to be. But, you know, how cool is it that really we're all in that place, we're asking for God to come for us, come, and sometimes it isn't so pleasant, like this one wasn't, but, you know, there we are.
Yeah, I remember when you were talking and doing that and saying those things at the camp that I don't ever remember you being mad at anybody. Because I was standing there cooking, Andy was next to me cooking, and you were running around trying to make sure we're all cooking and getting other stuff done. And I don't even remember you, because you're describing these things, and it's just like, I don't remember that, but I'm sure you knew where your heart was at. You knew that, oh, dang it, I'm mad about this, and you probably thought, I'm worse than what I even sound. But I don't know, Andy, if you noticed it, but I was just like, well, He was helping us all the time because we all needed it.
He was. And I know about myself, I'm kind of a flunky in the kitchen, and there was a process and stuff, and he guided me through it. And I just didn't see it. There was a incredible amount on a lot of us, but on Robbie especially, with having to really manage the kitchen and do talks and whatnot. And I really didn't think anything about it. In fact, I've been told that I'm like a madman when it comes to like
now that's the clip we really need. Sam, is that, like, when he goes to cook in French toast, it's like Like, Lee Harvey, you're a wild man. How does it go exactly?
Lee Harvey, you are a madman.
So that actually is probably my favorite memory from, you know, as far as pleasant memory is, you know, that's in the movie Stripes, and we'd used that clip. But when Andy was cooking out this man French toast like you've never seen in your life, he was flipping it.
It was
coming. I was like, Lee Harvey, you're an animal, because, I mean, who would name their kid Lee Harvey? <That's right.
laughs> Well, this is all in the same time frame when he was saying he was getting upset. So we had some fun in all that. So he and Rodney were sitting there like, man, you are there. You are there. And then I was like, because we had played the clip in one of the sessions, in the poser
Lee
session.
Harvey.
There we go. And it just kind of stuck. They just kept going on. And man, it's like, I got the names. I said, Harvey Lee. And it was like, Robbie, and he knows every movie or whatever. He instantly knew what I was talking about. So it made it fun. But I mean, really, there was a lot on Robbie, and we all do things when we get under pressure. I think I really appreciate how he's leaned into how he wants God to walk him through this. But I think Rodney would say the same thing, that we don't see that there's anything there much from our side. But I will let God do whatever He wants to do with Robbie.
We'll be talking about the rest of boot camp when we get the after hours. And so if you're listening to us on the radio show and you said, what is this after hours? Go to any podcast location. You just name it. If it's a podcast, we're on it. Look up Masculine Journey Radio and you can listen to the rest of the talk. And you can also go to masculinejourney.org to see anything we have coming up. But we don't have anything coming up right now, so don't go today. But that's where you would go. Or if you want to reach out to any of us, go to through email, our first name at masculinejourney.org. Talk to you next week.
This is the Truth Network.